Now, verse 2, the flower and the wine press shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in it. In other words, there's going to be a scarcity rather than abundance. And then we have something else here. God makes it clear they are going to get out of the land. He says in verse 3, they shall not dwell in the Lord's land. God says, I'm putting you out of my land. Although God said he'd not forget his covenant with Abraham and with Moses and with David, but their tenure in the land always depended on their obedience to God. And now he's going to put them out of the land. And then he said that they shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. In other words, they've been turning from God, breaking the law. Now God says, I'm really going to give you a diet of unclean things. And so they're not going to have any more fun. They were sinning more, but enjoying it less. And I'm of the opinion that that's true today with a great many people. A man that talked to me when I was in a meeting, I don't want to even identify the place, it's back east, however. He came to me and he said, the reason I came tonight, Dr. McGee, he said, I've tried everything in this world. And he said, I am so sick of sin, just sick of it. You see, sinning more, enjoying it less. And that's what brought that man to Christ, by the way. Just that very thing like that. Now, God says, they shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them like the bread of mourner. All that eat of it shall be polluted, for their bread, for their soul shall not come into the house of the Lord. You see, God judging them in this particular area here. Verse 5, what will ye do in the solemn day, for in the day of the feast of the Lord? For lo, they're gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver. Nettles shall possess them. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles. And many of them went down to the land of Egypt, actually after the captivity. But again, out of the land they could not worship God as God intended them to.